We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Awarenesses and understanding that if you are listening to this podcast right now, you've got a broader awareness than most people. Welcome back to Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa.
And I'm Tom.
And we are here today to do a mini morsel episode, spiritual, what are we calling it, Tom?
Practical spirituality tips.
Number two. Yeah. So we've been so excited to share more with you guys and to give you more insights for your journey. And so for myself, being aware of who I am as a spiritual being and an empath and a highly sensitive person has made such a difference in my life. And I really wanted to share an insight and also a situation that I had with a really close friend recently and how we worked through it. So that's where I really want to take this today, Tom. How about you?
Sounds great.
Okay. So I have a friend that has some loved ones who are going through some real big issues right now. And the issue this my friend connected with me about was the fact that, you know, she's really open and aware and having challenges with the people that are not open and aware. And this has been a challenge really all my life in understanding, even way before I understood about who I was as a soul and that I have got help and et cetera. Understanding that other people are where they're at and it's okay. And that's really the perspective that she and I went back and forth on is the fact that having these tools for ourselves and bigger awarenesses as a soul and understanding that, you know, when other people are going through things, it's going to be challenging. It's not going to be easy for anyone to get through it. But when we understand and have that awareness of who we are and why things happen, and also honestly, that there's no death. That's a big one for me, right? Like there's no death. We're just going from one body to whatever's next and on, has given me and gives us, each of us, a way to relax, a way to stay calm. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to obviously go through emotions or cry, and because we all do, right? We're all very sensitive and understanding and loving these people that are having either going through their transitions or you know, real obstacles in their life. But having that for ourselves, that awareness really, I think, separates us in some ways from them and us. And that's just challenging too, because it's like, why don't they understand? Why don't they believe? Well, it's just where they're at. So enough said. I want Tom to share a little bit about your perspective on awarenesses and how you've moved through them with different situations, Tom.
Well, it's a great question. In fact, this last week that I was talking to a relative of mine, and I noticed that, you know, there's a tendency for me to want to get involved in their problems. And by having a spiritual awareness, it's given me solutions and how to handle those situations the best. And so what do I mean about getting involved in other people's problems? Well, you know, we all like to create our dream life, or, you know, we want to manifest our destiny. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about that right now. And so as a soul, you know, I'm energy and I'm magnetic. So I will attract experiences and opportunities to me so that I can learn and grow and experience them. You know, we're all here for experience. And, you know, whenever I find that I'm a little too invested in somebody's situation, you know, my energy gets a little too drawn into their drama, that throws my timing off. And now I don't mean it from the idea that, you know, again, it's not all about me first, me second, me third, you know, but I have to respect my timing, and that helps them respect their timing more.
Well, wait a second. I have to disagree with that, because it is about you first. you know, it's that concentric circles, right? Like it's about this again, like going to when we're on the aircraft and we have to put on our mask first before we assist anyone else because we have to be able to breathe. So,
right. So what I said was,
okay, say it again. Maybe it was unclear.
It's not about me first, me second, me third. It's about me first so that if I don't have compassion for myself first, it's really tough to have compassion for anyone else.
I do agree with that. That makes sense because it is about me understanding my energy first and then working with other people and then further out, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Tom, I get it. I was a little confused for a moment there. It never happens. Yeah, it does.
So, you know, there's a good example of where I needed to be patient.
As Teresa gets her understanding.
Not take it personally that she didn't understand what I thought was so clear. And, you know, one of the main things is just learn to get a feeling for what people are saying rather than thinking about it too much. You know, in our society, we've been trained to compete and we think we need to fight for everything. And, you know, we didn't earn it if we didn't fight for it. You know, those are sorts of, you know, you might say the concepts out there in the environment. You might even call that a religious concept rather than a spiritual concept. And I noticed that when I was regrouping this morning, you know, about this podcast, one of the key words that I had was relax and easy. And that when things are flowing in my life, when it's easy, that means I'm on the right track. It's just my thinking sometimes that makes it hard. So what do you think I mean by my thinking that makes it hard?
Well, I think that means, to me, that means that when your intellect, when you go into your, you know, more into your head than your heart, it makes it more challenging to work with the situations you're working with. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So if I, you know, let's go back to my example of speaking with my relative. I mean, how I relate to what you're sharing, you know, we're really sharing the same thing, you know, in my feelings will tell me how much time I have to invest in that opportunity to share with my relative and their situation. And, you know, that's, it's hard in the sense because we've been so programmed to cater or to be responsible for others. And, you know, last one of the recent episodes, we were talking about how, you know, when the confusion moves in or when I'm confused about what my opportunity is, it's because I get involved in being a mama or papa goose, you know, where I'm going to short circuit people's experiences. And, you know, it's important that, like you brought up, you know, there's awareness that we're not all at the same place. We all have various lessons to learn. And, you know, of all our prototypes that we have in society and all our heroes and the folks that we look up to, you know, you get to know any one of them and they have their challenges, but they may be a stellar in certain areas. So, you know, I think that if I'm the key that my guidance shares with me, the more relaxed I am with myself, the more relaxed I can be with others.
And so that's a really good place to have that awareness, back to the word awareness, for you listeners, is that whenever you are relaxed and are at ease with and understand who you are in that realm of spirit, of your soul essence, you can work with any situations. Again, back to my friend who's having, you know, one of her loved ones was very anxious and very fearful and very scared and you know, in a state of, you know, kind of confusion in a way. But she was able to stay calm the best she could because of the fact that she understood. And, you know, with her and I sharing back and forth that this person is probably stirred up by some energies and obviously scared about what's going on. And so, but like Tom was saying, being, you know, having that ease and that, you know, awareness really helps in situations. So I want to talk a little bit now about understanding your energy and the awareness of how much you have awakened or unfolded for yourself at this moment in time. As we're talking about this awareness, this is really important. So Tom and I offer a profile called The Gifts and Guidance, which is a 1-hour session. And one part of this session, we go over like a snapshot of where your energy's at this moment. Literally a snapshot. So would you like to talk a little bit about that, Tom?
Sure. We check with Spirit, who, of course, works with your spiritual helpers to give us the information. And they will, with your permission, because you're getting the profile, they're going to tell us, you know, to what extent you've unfolded your sensitivity. And you can think of this as, you know, how often do I get caught unawares? You know, so if your sensitivity is unfolded 80%, you might find that maybe 20% of the time, you know, or 2 out of 10 instances, you might find yourself going, holy smokes, I didn't see that coming, or that wasn't my understanding, or I didn't feel that in the ether. You know, I wasn't picking up on that one. So it's really important to know how much you've get the facts, you know, where are you at with unfolding your sensitivity?
Yeah. So, and my thing about this is when I've had this, when I've done this session with other people, is sometimes people are really amazed as to how much and how sensitive they really are.
Well said.
That to me is a big deal, because people are like, I'm that sensitive? Yes, you are. So that's a really cool part about this session we offer. And then there's other aspects of it where you understand and get a perspective of where are you working with your energy at the moment? And I always like to give the example of this. So say you wake up in the morning, are you like, you know, are you more positive about where the day's going? Or are you immediately not so positive, maybe more negative? Or are you kind of like, oh, maybe I shouldn't get out of bed, kind of in a limbo? So again, with Tom talking about working, we work guidance to guidance with yours. And we give you a snapshot of how much of this are you working with? Are you working more positive? Are you working maybe more negative or not so positive? Or are you more in limbo? And this is also, I've found, a really good area and a perspective for people to go, wow, I can relate to. I am kind of like on the fence about things, or, you know, wow, I'm more positive than I recognized.
Yeah. So, you know, like attracts like spiritually, because we're all like big, you know, electromagnetic, you know, energy beings, you might say, or souls or light or however you want to call that. And, you know, if I'm indecisive, I'm going to attract indecision around me, or I'll attract confusion that's indecisive. So it's really important to know, you know, to what extent am I being positive about my experiences? You know, am I seeing the positive side of it? Is the cup half full or is it half empty? And there's more energy in that. You know, for me, when I'm positive, it's easier to be creative, to build, to follow through, and to really experience the things that I, you know, am looking to experience while I'm here. If I'm negative, now that's a situation where I might be judging myself or getting really impatient with myself. So those are some of the things we, you know, can find out.
I love it. And that's one way that you listeners can become more aware of your energy. And that also gives you awareness. And then you can start really discerning other people's energies. Like I mentioned in that situation earlier, where we are, you know, confronted with people and working with people all the time in different places and different energy levels. So having that awareness and understanding is really, it was a game changer for me. So that link will be in the show notes if you want to check out the session that we offer. And otherwise, I think that kind of wraps it for this time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the more that you can work with changing your perspective back to that spiritual side of things, or from that higher perspective, you know, the easier it is to be patient with ourselves as we grow and we go through those challenges, and then we start attracting more of the kinds of experiences we'd love to have.
And patient with others as they learn and grow too. So
there we go.
Thank you all so much for listening to this mini morsel episode. We appreciate you so, so very much. And until next time, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.